Forging Families, a 10-part series that shines light on all aspects of families through silly stories, quirky questions, and riveting reveals.
My name is Jake Yarbrough, and I worked with my partner Nick Pigeon as we interviewed our golf coach here at Wittenberg, David Wetterich. We asked him a little bit about his life at Wittenberg and how he felt he was a part of a family at school here and on the golf team. He talked a little bit about how he tries to make us closer as a family, and then went into a little story about how he and his team became closer through a little bit of turmoil.
We are here with our coach, David Wetterich. He is a Wittenberg graduate in 2012.
2014. Yeah, and it's all good.
You're older than you look. He played golf here at Wittenberg, and he was a member of the Phi Psi fraternity. Our first question for you is, what to you makes a group of people who aren't related a family?
Yeah, thanks for having me, first and foremost. To answer that, I would say having a common goal, first and foremost, is one thing that can form a family when, like, when you come from different backgrounds and whatnot, for sure. So something like a sport or a team aspect, like we have here, is for sure one thing that can make us a family that I think it has as well, too.
When you were in school, and you were obviously a member of the golf team, how would you describe your team then as a family, and how do you, like, try to incorporate that into, like, the team you have now as a coach?
So we were definitely tightly knit back then, just as much as you guys are tightly knit now. And I think that's one thing about this golf team that makes it unique. And a lot of times I see the same things just replicated in you guys, you know. But there's a lot of different things as well, too. So the times have changed a little bit, but not so much. So it's really cool to kind of see that from a different perspective, and kind of, If I need to get involved as coach, or, like, kind of steer you guys, like, a certain way, whether it's, like, how we're going about our picking our team to go travel, or how we go about conducting practices, you know.
We asked our coach to share a story that may show or represent him being part of a family when playing golf here. Something that we really kind of focus on and the center of our golf team really is we are a family. We're all best friends. We compete against each other every day. And when we leave the golf course, we come home and, you know, we love each other. There's 13 of us, and I mean, we do everything together. So, and it's kind of cool to talk to him and see that that's been the same way since he was at school here. So here's a story that kind of shows that he felt part of a family when he was on this golf team.
So one moment I can recall that made me feel part of a family, being on the golf team, was my senior year. We had a little bit of inner turmoil going on at the start of the year. Just one of the seniors who was kind of a leader was just not really hanging out and wanted to spend time around us, and had a really weird vibe and energy to him. as well as a few other things that needed to be addressed within the team. Without the coach, and we just had the captains call a team meeting at one of the houses, and we all got together and just hashed it out and laid it all on the line. Afterwards, we all ended up really just coming a lot closer together, and had a really good season. And I can recall a lot of good memories from that year as well, finishing fifth at Nationals, winning the Gordon, which was a big tournament hosted by Ohio Wesleyan, where all the national schools came from too. So we had a really good year after that, and I credit a lot of that like closeness to that team being from that one of those moments being a reason in particular. Out of my 4 years, by far my senior year, that was my favorite team. No offense to the other three though.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Forging Families. I hope you enjoyed. Please stay tuned for more content and more stories.